Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm great. It's Friday night. It's quiz time. But first, let's do last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the letters MSNBC. Add four vowels, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase. Five letters in the first word, four letters in the second, for something that makes a loud noise. What is it?
Well, Nothnagel didn't fit, so what is it?
Well, if you add an I and three O's, you can spell sonic boom.
Oh, duh.
All right, Ian, on July 22nd, 2015, the annual RoboCup competition came to a close. Held every year since 1997, the annual robotics competition is officially titled Robot Soccer World Cup. And its mission statement is, and I am not making this up, by the middle of the 21st century, a team of fully autonomous humanoid robot soccer players shall win a soccer game, complying with the official rules of FIFA, against the winner of the most recent World Cup. This week, we welcome our new robot overlords, as we have a quiz about robots.
I am ready.
Bender, the Robot Devil, Calculon, and the Reverend Lionel Preacherbot are among the many robots on the animated series Futurama, created by which man? Also behind the creation of another long-running popular animated series.
Mwah. Matt Groening.
Very good, yes. You like The Simpsons, do you? In 2009, film critic Peter Travers said, quote, if there was ever a time where an animated feature deserved to be nominated for Best Picture, it's what Pixar film, which tells the story of a robot tasked with cleaning up trash on an abandoned Earth?
WALL-E.
Yes, so good. And WALL-E was named by Time Magazine as the top film of the 2000s.
Wow.
The dance known as the robot, in which the dancer moves their arms and legs in a, well, robotic fashion, first gained widespread fame when the lead singer of which singing group did the robot during a performance of the group's 1974 hit song Dancing Machine on an episode of Soul Train?
I have no idea.
Well, his brothers were behind him while he was dancing.
Jackson 5.
Correct, the Jackson 5. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. A robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. These are the three laws of robotics, which appear in a book of short stories titled I, Robot, written by what prolific science fiction author?
I'll go with my gut and say Asimov.
You are correct. And at one point, Paul McCartney, approached Isaac Asimov to help him write a musical about a band who discover they are being impersonated by extraterrestrials.
I would watch that.
I know, right? The band was going to be played by Wings, of course, which I would watch that. And finally, introduced in September of 2002, what is the name of the robotic vacuum cleaner manufactured by the, speaking of which, iRobot company, whose later models have included an infrared sensor to help it avoid obstacles, Wi-Fi connectivity, and a smartphone app?
Is it Roomba?
It is Roomba. There's a smartphone app to control your Roomba.
Unlike the current setup where I use my arm to control my vacuum.
Yes. Well, people often ask me if Ian really knows all the answers, and I always say he really does, and now you know why. He's a robot.
But
does this surprise you? Let us know. Quiz@wamc.org.
Fuse popping sound here. Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions. See if you can get there from your Roomba for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the title of the 1982 film Blade Runner, which has robots in it. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of something that isn't true, but a lot of people think is. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we made it through an entire show without me saying robot, so let's reconvene the quiz this time next week.
End program.